Welcome along to The Assist, sponsored by Free Super Tips. I'm Warren Ashurst. Alongside me this week are Mark Langdon and James Milton for a Champions League special, the return of Europe's top club competition. And we'll preview the matches shortly, but we're going to have a look at the competition and how it's shaping up so far. And let's start off with the latest odds in terms of the outright winner. Manchester City are the 11-4 favourites at the moment. Real Madrid, 100-30. Arsenal 8-1, Bayern Munich 9-1, it's 10-1 Liverpool, 12-1 Barcelona, and 16-1 Bayer Leverkusen, bigger the rest. Mark, let's start with you. Of the ones that we've mentioned so far, has anybody in particular caught your eye?
Not really. I think it's too early to sort of say from kind of who's playing really well, because, you know, playing well now doesn't really count. I would say, just in terms of the flip side of that, I think that Man City and Real Madrid, there's plenty of time for them to improve, but they definitely need to improve, because, you know, I'm looking at City without Rodri, and I think that it's probably a bigger loss for them in these, you know, massive Champions League games that they'll have in the new year. He's the one that protects the defence. They've looked more vulnerable in the Premier League so far. And then from Real Madrid's point of view, they just clearly haven't worked out like where Kylian Mbappe is supposed to fit into this team. It worked well last year with Vinicius and Rodrigo playing as like split strikers. Mbappe doesn't want to do any work defensively. He just thinks that he's there to score goals and nothing else. But Carlo Ancelotti's pragmatic in many ways. I don't mean in terms of the football's sort of dull and boring, but he kind of... He'll find a solution eventually, but he hasn't yet. So it's early days, very early days. But I would say that from the point of view of kind of, oh, it's Man City's and Real Madrid's to lose. There might be sort of a lot of other teams that come into the equation, and we're going to move on to the top eight afterwards. But I think there's some big teams in danger of missing out on that automatic qualification to the last 16. And if you do miss out on the top eight, that means that not only have you got two extra games to play because of the way the draw is seeded, it also means you're likely to have a trickier path to the final. So at the moment, it looks more open probably than what I would have suggested a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, I mean, Mark said there, James, quite rightly, that they're not necessarily at their best. And I know it is early in the season, and often you find the best teams and the cream rises to the top, but are the top two vulnerable in the betting?
Yeah, I think so. I wouldn't be rushing to back them on their kind of early season form. And as Mark said, you know, there's a serious amount of depth to this. Looking at the race for the top eight, I think Aston Villa's win against Bayern kind of blew things open a little bit. And yeah, I'm looking at Villa at sort of 4-5 for the top eight, thinking there may still be a bit of juice in that price. You know, they're 8-15 around 8-15 to beat Bologna this week. That would take them to 9 points, obviously. You look at their away fixtures, Club Brugge, Leipzig, who aren't playing particularly well, Monaco, you know, they could pick up 5 or 6 points from those three games. And then they've got Celtic at home in the final week. So, you know, it's like a kind of US election when you're kind of ticking off states and seeing your path to the White House. I think Villa's path to a top eight finish is doesn't look too daunting, actually.
I don't think Aston Villa have ever been compared to Donald Trump in the past, but there's a first for everything. But looking at the actual top eight as things stand at the moment, Mark, and you mentioned, you know, several big names that might have to start picking up the pace a little bit. I mean, you look down the table and see Bayern Munich, Barcelona, Real Madrid, Paris Saint-Germain, well outside the top eight at the moment. Is there anybody you'd be concerned about at this stage?
I mean, it is only two games, so there's still another six to go. I mean, in previous years, we wouldn't even have started yet. So six games, a lot can happen. At the start, tip Borussia Dortmund and beat the market there. I mean, they've made a very good start, got a repeat of an AFD Champions League final against Real Madrid this week. I mean, if Real Madrid lose that one, then they're in trouble. I mean, probably a good opportunity for them to get back on track as it is. I was looking at Atalanta at 7-2 to finish in the top eight. I mean, they won the Europa League last season. let's not forget, they're absolutely tonked by Leverkusen in the final. And Leverkusen, you know, I think they're around about 4-6 to finish in the top eight. Then you look at Atalanta's sort of Champions League run so far this season. Cruise past Shakhtar. They missed a penalty in the 0-0 draw with Arsenal. And then I'm looking at their fixtures. Sturm Graz and Celtic at home. And Young Boys, who I thought were terrible, really, against Aston Villa. I know they played on that 3G pitch, and you know, there's that to consider. But they were terrible against Aston Villa. Stuttgart and Barcelona, you know, more difficult games that Atalanta have got to come. But I do think, you know, Real Madrid, definitely not invincible. So I think there's enough points there for Atalanta to maybe sneak into the top eight at 7-2. But I definitely feel like people are underestimating sort of who's going to make the top eight, because, you know, I've listened to kind of other football shows, football podcasts, and the general feeling seems to be that all of these teams that have been mentioned there, Warren, are going to pick up. But if you do the maths, I mean, highly unlikely all of them can pick up, and you know, there's probably more than eight big teams anyway, so they can't all make it through. So I think, you know, the league phase has been a slow burner so far, but it's going to get warmer as the weather gets colder. The Champions League is going to get hotter, and I mean there's some mouth-watering games this week. A lot of big teams playing against each other. And yeah, I'm sort of really looking forward to it. And Atalanta, just think of being sort of dismissed because they're quite a small team.
Mm. Well, let's look ahead to the week three games now. And we'll start off with the matches on Tuesday evening involving the British teams. Arsenal are at home to Shakhtar Donetsk. Arsenal 11-1 on to claim the victory. It's 22-1 Shakhtar and 17-2. Obviously, very short price, Milts, for Arsenal to collect the victory here. Is it going to be as straightforward as it looks?
I think it will be. I mean, you know, Arsenal have been characteristically sloppy at the back in a couple of recent league games. But, you know, two clean sheets in the Champions League. Admittedly, they needed a fantastic double save from David Raya in the 0-0 at Atalanta. But I think that performance and results against PSG on match day two, you know, 2-0, just very controlled performance. You kind of, you know, as an Arsenal fan, you still occasionally kind of pinch yourself when you see them kind of third favourites or whatever for the Champions League, and you have flashbacks to the days of you know, Aubameyang and Kolasinac and characters like that. But they've come a long, long way in quite a short space of time, and I think that performance against PSG was testament to that. You know, Shakhtar failed to score in their first two games. They actually missed a penalty against Bologna. But yeah, as Mark mentioned, kind of very poor in a 3-0 loss to Atalanta. I think the 3-0 correct score Arsenal victory looks a decent bet in this.
And your best bet for this game, Mark?
Arsenal to win to nil. If you have a look at Shakhtar's attacking output so far, they're 34th of 36 teams on expected goals. And that includes that missed penalty, which is, what, nearly 0.8. So, I mean, they're having a shocking time from open play. Didn't have a shot on target against Atalanta. As long as Arsenal are focused. I said there are a lot of big games this week in the Champions League. This isn't one of them, really. Should be a very comfortable Arsenal victory.
At the same time, Arsenal are playing Shakhtar. Aston Villa are up against Bologna. Villa 8-15 to claim the win. Bologna 5-1 and the draw 31-10. I saw Bologna against Liverpool in game week two. Really impressed with them going forward. Wide open at the back. You just don't expect it from Italian teams, Mark, from what we've seen in years gone by. But, you know, they're very expansive.
Yeah, I think the Italian football gets that kind of reputation based on, you know, kind of the maybe the 1960s or, you know, the Catenaccio. And then in the 90s, it was, you know, pretty robust and sort of defensively strong. But, you know, when you're a Milan team and you've got Baresi at the back or Maldini, I think you are going to concentrate on being good defensively. Most of the teams now do like to play on the front foot. Bologna are no different to that. I agree with you. I thought they were decent at Anfield and actually gave Liverpool a sort of tougher game than I was expecting. And so on that basis, I'm going for a draw here. I just thought that Aston Villa verging on being too short, made a fantastic start in the Champions League, not at full strength, a couple of injuries at the moment. Games are piling up for them. And not a game they absolutely desperately need to win either, you know, given their start. So, yeah, I just thought the draw was overpriced.
What are you looking at here, Milts, in terms of your best bet?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're quite right about Bologna's performance at Anfield. They did create chances. I think Unai Emery will have taken note of that. And actually, I think the price about under 2.5 goals at around evens is worth taking in this. You know, Emery has shown in these kind of big games, he can be cautious at home. And obviously, they've kept two clean sheets in their first two Champions League games, including that famous 1-0 win against Bayern Munich. You know, you look at their big home fixtures in the league this season, they lost 2-0 to Arsenal, a couple of late goals. That was a tight game. And the 0-0 with Manchester United before the international break. So I think under 2.5 goals could be the play in this one.
Well, we're going to move on to Wednesday's action now. Mark's already mentioned Atalanta being a potential dark horse this season. Will they take on Celtic in Bergamo? And you have to say that Celtic have certainly been entertaining, if nothing else, in the Champions League so far. Goals are plenty. Celtic are 5-1 to win at Atalanta, who are 9-20, and it's 15-4 the draw in this game. Can you make any case for Celtic here, Milts, or is it almost a little bit of a, just try and get what you can from this game?
Yeah, I can't really make a case for Celtic. I mean, you know, I think we've seen in their first two games the gulf in quality across the Champions League. You know, hammered Slovan Bratislava and then a really sobering night in Dortmund. Yeah, I thought that left-footed pile driver from Karim Adeyemi was a magnificent goal. Not seen a ball struck like that since the Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank retired, I think. But I think Celtic's defence could be in for more trouble at Atalanta. I think Atalanta to win and over 3.5 goals looks a solid bet. They won 5-1 at home to Genoa just before the international break. Obviously scored three times against Shakhtar. You know, Celtic have been conceding goals against their domestic opponents, which doesn't bode well. Got a huge game. We're speaking before their weekend clash with Aberdeen in the league. Yeah, I think they're set for another chastening away trip.
I was going to say, Mark, is it damage limitation for Celtic? It almost feels like they can't really play that way under Brendan Rodgers. They have to maybe go for it.
No, I think the way that he wants them to play, Brendan Rodgers, just does leave them exposed at this level. But you know, you do see it now with managers that they are just, most of them are wedded to one system and then they're not to change. And the reason that's often given is that it confuses the players. So, you know, you can't sort of say to them, right, we're going to play like this 90% of the time and then 10% of the time when we're in Europe, we have to do something different. I mean, I think they do need to do something different. I don't know if I've miscounted because there's so many games, but I think it's one clean sheet in 40 away Champions League games now for Celtic. They didn't deserve to get beaten quite so heavily against Borussia Dortmund. If you have a look at the expected goals, it was nowhere near a fair reflection, but they still, you know, deserve to lose comfortably. And yeah, I'm going to go for Atalanta -1 on the Asian handicap. So you get your money back if Atalanta win by one goal.
Okay, well, the next game on the agenda is Manchester City against Sparta Prague. The biggest price of the week, you probably wouldn't be surprised to hear, for Sparta Prague, 28-1 to win at the Etihad, 16-1 on Pep Guardiola's men, and it's 10-1 the draw. I suppose you can't, those prices, Mark, I can't imagine you're going to go for Sparta Prague. So where are you looking here in terms of a value bet?
Yeah, I mean, Man City to win 1 point at 1-16. Let's just look after the small increments there. Now, I'm going to go for Man City to win and both teams to score. I mean, the prices tell you about the huge gulf in class. So you just, it's basically, you know, can Sparta Prague score in this game? And I've been actually impressed with Sparta so far. They beat Salzburg 3-0. And then I watched their game. They were one of the early kickoffs in the second match week. So I watched their game against Stuttgart and I felt they were good value for a 1-1 draw against a decent Stuttgart side. And if you have a look at their possession, they had 29% possession, Sparta, against Salzburg, and 23% possession against Stuttgart. So I'm not sure how much of the ball they're going to have against City. It's going to be probably low teens, you would have thought. But they're comfortable in that state, and they still pose a threat going forward. So, yeah, Man City to win, and both teams to score, you know, 3-1, 4-1, something like that.
James, have you managed to dig out some value in this one?
I thought Mark was going to tip City draw no bet for a minute there. I think over 3.5 goals at a shade of odds on. You know, Mark's mentioned Sparta's a pretty impressive start. I think they hit the woodwork twice in that draw at Stuttgart. They did give up 10 shots on target as well, so that doesn't bode particularly well for the trip to City. You know, City still not keeping clean sheets. You know, conceded twice, obviously, against Arsenal, twice against Fulham in their last home league game. You know, Watford, Brentford, Ipswich have all scored at the Etihad this season. So I think Sparta can certainly contribute to an entertaining game. You just look at that City 4-0 win at Slovan Bratislava, 28 shots, 14 on target. They, again, hit the woodwork a couple of times. So, you know, you'd be surprised if they didn't rack up kind of at least 3 or 4. So, yeah, over 3.5 goals for me.
Okay, well, Liverpool are looking to make it 3 wins out of 3 on Wednesday. They've seen off AC Milan and Bologna so far. They make the trip to Leipzig on Wednesday. RB Leipzig 14-5 to win the game. Liverpool 17-20, and it's 14-5 the draw as well. And following his recent appointment as part of the Red Bull setup, I imagine Jurgen Klopp might well be in situ to watch this one. James, is he going to be watching a Liverpool win?
I think he will, yeah. I think it's, you know, Liverpool obviously embarking on this brutal run of fixtures. They've got Chelsea this weekend as we're speaking. And you know, no respite really all the way up until Christmas. I think at this early stage, I think they're still worth siding with. You know, Leipzig's Bundesliga form has been pretty patchy. A couple of disappointing 0-0s. They won 1-0 at Heidenheim, but only had 2 shots on target in that game. And you know, 2 defeats and 2 pretty disappointing defeats in the Champions League. I mean, that last one against Juventus, they were 2-1 up against 10 men and managed to lose 3-2. So I think Liverpool should be too slick for them in this one.
Are you thinking the same here, Mark, or is this a tricky-looking trip to Germany?
I mean, it's tricky enough, but I'm going for a Liverpool win. I mean, Leipzig will be wondering what they've done for the old computer schedule, really, to get Atletico, Juventus and Liverpool in their first 3 games. I mean, most teams have had at least one kind of, you know, soft opponent so far. But that Juventus defeat was a chastening experience, really, for Leipzig. Juve had 2 players injured inside the first 15 minutes. That their goalkeeper sent off. Not in the incident, but a couple of minutes later, they gave away a penalty as well. And they're still lost that game. So, yeah, not sure about Leipzig at the back at the moment. And we know how good Liverpool are going forward. So I'll go for a Liverpool win.
Well, that's all of the British teams covered. Up next, it's the Match in Focus. So this week's Match in Focus in the Champions League is a battle of 2 European giants. It's Barcelona against Bayern Munich on Wednesday evening, an 8 p.m. kickoff for that clash in Catalonia. Barcelona 5-4 to collect the victory. It's 9-5 Bayern Munich and 14-5 the draw. It's a friends reunited almost, Mark, in terms of Hansi Flick and Robert Lewandowski this week. Barca flying high at the top end of the La Liga table. Confidence should be high.
Yeah, I mean, Hansi Flick has made a very impressive start. I mean, if I remember rightly, me and James both put up both these teams in the outright market. So I'm not sure what we want to happen here. But it certainly, from Flick's point of view, I don't think I was expecting him to have such an immediate impact. But I think a couple of players have really caught the eye. He's moved Rafinha into a number 10 position, and he's playing out of his skin at the moment. And Lewandowski, he's sort of saying that he's going to be against his former club. I mean, there are a lot of people that felt that maybe Lewandowski's legs had gone. But this season, he's looked as good as ever. And anybody that watches these Instagram sort of videos from the years gone past, he's married to somebody I think she's like a fitness trainer or a yoga teacher, something like that. So me and him don't sort of live similar lifestyles. So Lewandowski's got a few more years left in him at the top table. I know Milts likes his Pilates, so he might be able to sort of speak the Lewandowski love language more than me. But yeah, I mean, I've been really impressed with what Barcelona have done, because while I thought that they had a decent chance of winning the Champions League, I felt like it would have taken time for Flick to get his ideas across, and they've had injuries as well. So all well in the Barca camp at the moment.
I wonder where's the first little bit of pressure on Vincent Kompany at Bayern Munich at the moment, James, after that Villa defeat. And, of course, they drew with Bayer Leverkusen in the league as well. Where do you think they're at the moment?
Yeah, they had a 3-0 draw with Eintracht Frankfurt as well. So, yeah, a little sort of mini stumble from them. I mean, you know, the Villa game was a game of tight margins, wasn't it, really? You know, fantastic finish from Duran and... Harry Kane had a brilliantly saved as well. So, it's certainly not kind of crisis stage for Kompany. But I think both teams are under a bit of pressure here. Remember, Barca lost to Monaco on match day one. You know, you can kind of forgive them that. They had Eric Garcia sent off in the first 10 minutes. But just looking at Barca's fixtures, you know, we mentioned earlier, you know, there's quite a few teams that sort of short prices to make the top eight. And maybe Barca would be one who... you wouldn't be rushing to bat. You know, they lost that game at Monaco. There are away fixtures coming up at Dortmund and Benfica and a home game against Atalanta. And they all kind of look like tougher games than maybe they did when the draw was made. So I think it's going to be a really interesting game. I'm slightly sitting on the fence here and going to go for a 2-2 correct score, I think. I think both teams got so much attacking quality. Both showing a little bit of defensive vulnerability. You know, that one blot on Barca's record was a 4-2 defeat in the league at Osasuna. I think it could be a cracker. Bayern had a couple of 2-2 draws in the knockout stages last season. So, yeah, looking forward to this one.
And Mark, what's your best bet for this match of the week?
I'm going to go for Bayern draw no bet, around about 5-4. They'll feel hard done by that result, Aston Villa. It was a great result for Villa. I mean, all the noises coming out of the Bayern camp afterwards were that they were happy with how they played and it just didn't work out for them. Again, it was just settled by a quality piece of magic from Duran. I watched them play against Bayer Leverkusen in the league. It was a 1-1 draw, but I came away from that game thinking, actually, Bayern looked better than they were last season. I could see what Kompany was trying to do. This is a tough game and a tough test, but I sort of see a longer term, if I was to say who's got sort of the brighter future out of Barca and Bayern, I'd probably edge towards Bayern, and that's why I'm going to go for them to come away from this with a positive result.
Well, it looks to be a cracking game ahead on Wednesday. Barcelona against Bayern Munich at 8:00 kickoff. We're going to turn our attentions now to the assist treble this week for match week 3 of the Champions League. Mark, we'll start with your selection first.
Yeah, I'm going to go for Monaco. There are lots of shorties around at the moment. Monaco 2-5. But we're speaking before their game against at the weekend. This is their best start to a season since the 1960-61 season. Now, as a Spurs supporter, is a glorious year. And it was also a glorious year for Monaco as well. But Adi Hütter, their sort of coach that's come in, 41 matches, 26 wins. I don't want to go all Tim Sherwood here, but he's got a win ratio of 63.4%. So, there's a lot to like about Monaco. Milts was mentioning, they did beat Barcelona earlier on. So whether you call them Savina Saveta or Red Star Belgrade, I think they'll lose to Monaco in this game. Yeah, going for a Monaco win, as you would expect them to do so at 2-5.
I would like to point out as well, before Mark does, he wasn't around in the 1960s to see that Monaco season, so he's just going off what he's read previously. Miltz, what's your selection for the treble?
Yeah, I'm going for Benfica to beat Feyenoord on Wednesday. I mean, you know, sacking your manager before the end of August is rarely a positive sign, but it seems to have worked out for Benfica. You know, got rid of Roger Schmidt, brought in former Wolves boss Bruno Lage, and he won his first five games, you know, scoring 18 goals and really eye-catching results against Atletico Madrid in their last Champions League game, winning 4-0. At the weekend, they've got a cup clash against a lower division side, so I think they should be nice and fresh against Feyenoord. I mean, Feyenoord won 3-2 in Girona on match day two, held by a couple of own goals, but they were trounced 4-0 at home by Bayer Leverkusen on the opener. And yeah, I think this looks a really tough trip for them to Benfica.
Okay, and my selection is going to be Juventus to win at home to Stuttgart, around about 5-6 in the betting. Mark mentioned earlier on, of course, that Stuttgart were held 1-1 by Sparta Prague last time out. Juve have looked really impressive to me under Thiago Motta, and they've got Lazio at home, a little bit similar to what James mentioned there. No travelling to do ahead of the home clash against Stuttgart in midweek. So I'm going with Juve for the treble. So that will be Monaco, Benfica and Juventus for the assist treble. And finally, for this week's show, let's get the naps from the two guys. Starting off with you, James, what's your nap of the week?
Yeah, I'm going for both teams to score in Milan against Club Bruges. We saw Milan lose 3-1 at home to Liverpool. Really open game there. And they can't really afford another slip-up. They went and lost 1-0 at Leverkusen. So they've had a tough start. You know, they're obviously going to be favourites to win at home. But I think Club Bruges, Belgian champions, can definitely get on the score sheet. Lost to Dortmund, won at Sturm Graz in their first two games. Had 31 attempts at goal over those two matches. So I think they can definitely land a blow on a leaky Milan defence.
And your nap selection, Mark?
Yeah, I'm going to disagree with you, Warren. I'm going to go to Stuttgart on draw, double chance, actually, against Juventus. Bremer being out injured for Juve, I mean, it's a big loss for them. Going to probably be out for the season. The goalkeeper suspended as well. I already mentioned he was sent off at Leipzig. And I hear what you're saying about Stuttgart, but I prefer to see the positives in them. When they beat Dortmund 5-1, that was a very impressive performance. And I thought they were really good, despite losing 3-1 away to Real Madrid. So if they put up a similar performance, they might have a chance of getting a draw against the old lady.
Okay, well, that is the thoughts of both James and Mark ahead of what promises to be a thrilling week of Champions League action. Don't forget, of course, to like, subscribe and comment. And if you like your golf, please follow The Sweet Spot with Steve Palmer every Tuesday as well. We'll be back on Thursday with the assist, looking ahead to the Premier League and EFL action at the weekend. But until then, enjoy your European football over the course of the week. And please remember to gamble responsibly.